This is a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network, WDPN, bringing you the very best in internet talk radio.
Atomic batteries to power, turbines to speed, it's Bat Squad Radio, episode 11, live from the Big Apple Con. Folks, my name's Kev Elm, host of the show, and I'm joined, as always, alongside my all-star compatriots here in the New Jersey Bat Squad. First and foremost, over here to my right is New Jersey Spider Denny.
Hey, guys.
I introduced you first because Dave can't stop basking in the crowd to be introduced.
Yeah. So everybody knows who I am.
Disgusting.
Aren't you Bat Dave? Aren't you Bat Dave?
So, folks, also joining us, as always, this week is Bat Dave.
That's here. Right.
No Buster, because no dogs allowed.
No dogs allowed in New York City.
Yeah, he's furious. He was hopping mad when we left.
He's probably sleeping right now, but it's just the three of us, but we'll soldier on. We're here in Midtown Manhattan for the Big Apple Con.
Right, absolutely, folks. Without any further ado, let's get this Bat Squad Radio underway. So this is very exciting, you know, here at Big Apple Con, right in the heart of New York City, right across the street from Madison Square Garden.
I think this is, I don't know, it's weird. It's something different for me. It's like, I don't know, it's
surreal. To be behind a table at a convention and not just walking around?
No, smiling.
He's actually smiling.
Yeah, he's actually, yeah. Whoa!
It's something different. I don't know.
I looked over, I saw.
You can probably hear my voice a little bit.
I saw the off-white of his teeth and I was like, whoa!
I didn't even know he had teeth.
Seriously.
No, we're having a good time here, and it is starting to get packed.
It is. We got in pretty early, which was definitely, a good thing, thanks to our good buddy Mike Carbo, who we had on the show a couple, the organizer of this convention. We had him on episode 9, great interview, and he got us here, and this is, we're able to do this. We're able to do Bat Squad
Radio. Hold
on,
wait, we have a Comic-Con goer, and what's your name?
Adam.
Adam, how old are you?
8.
8 years old. Is this your first Comic-Con?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
First one in my life.
And what are you here for?
I'm just here to see all this cool stuff and take pictures and get a balloon.
Well, who's your favorite superhero?
Wait. Spider-Man. Say Spider-Man.
I have two of them.
Okay, you have two favorite superheroes. Who are they?
Spider-Man and Superman.
All right.
All right. Yes.
Wait a minute.
That's my boy. High five.
What
high
about?
Batman.
And what?
And Batman.
Kids throwing,
I'll pay you later.
Kids throwing you a bone at this point, Dave.
That was Adam, and he's happy to be here. And
one of the many, many people happy to be here today at Big Apple Con.
Yes. We have tons of cosplayers, which I always enjoy.
Yes.
I'm technically one of them. We have tons of artists.
Are you technically one of them?
Famous artists. We'll get back to the cosplay issue later. And lots of celebrities.
Yeah. We were just talking with Ming Chen, Rob Bruce from Comic Book Men, Rowdy Roddy Piper's here, Jason David Frank, Steve Cardenas from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Big day here, definitely.
Who are you here to see, Denny?
Myself.
Of course he is.
No, I meant, are there any real guests here at Big Apple?
Did you guys pay a lot of money for that?
Oh, wait, hold on. There's someone.
Look who it is.
You can't just butt in when we're recording.
Time out. Seriously. Where's the photo? Somebody needs to take a photo of their overwhelmingly large banner.
Here we are with Robert Bruce, the horticulturist.
The horticulturist.
Yeah, that's right.
He used to be.
Come on down.
He used to be a horticulturist.
The pop culturist, Robert Bruce. And you've seen him on AMC. You've seen him on
Comic Book Man.
You see him walking around Red Bank, for God's sake.
Bat Squad Radio. Dial in. I'm telling you what, they need more listeners so they can get a bigger friggin' sign.
Seriously. What Rob is talking about is we hung a business card above our heads to... We are kind of the Muppet Show of podcasts.
You're exuding the fact that you're the Muppet Show podcast.
Yeah, very much so.
I was actually going to tape 200 business cards
that
together.
That would have been more interesting.
Yeah, that's what we talked about.
I kind of like it. Yeah. It definitely stands out.
We can't afford a banner.
Yeah, if you can see it.
All right, guys. I'll be back a little bit later.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Rob.
Have a great time.
All right, thanks.
Wow. So, yeah, you never know what's going to happen here at Big Apple Con. We have guests popping in all the time.
I'm speechless.
No, you're not, because you're still talking.
All right, where were we? Denny, of all the paying guests, the actual guests, you're not a true guest yet. Who do you want to see here?
I will be honest. I want to actually see Bob Camp. I know he's an artist. He's not a celebrity.
He's from Ren and Stimpy?
Yeah, he's the creator of Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, my Lord.
He's one of my favorites since I was a kid.
Any actors here?
Actors? I'm going to say Jake the Snake Roberts.
Any green actors?
No, because that's his... That's his thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a nerd heart attack if I meet Jason David Frank today. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
And how about, isn't there another superstar professional wrestler you'd like to meet?
Rowdy Roddy Piper, my all time wrestling hero, is gonna be here today. And yeah, Jake the Snake, Rowdy Rowdy Piper, they're all here.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. You know, the one thing I thought was really great about this convention, above others, was the ease that it took for us to get here.
And the ease at which people can walk up to our table.
Yes.
I think we need to get some security.
Denny's guarding the fourth microphone now. It's okay.
Trying my hardest. It's really hard.
Oh, my Lord. Well, you know I have a thing for cosplayers, and I've had my eye on a couple of them here.
Yes, we know.
We're going to bring...
What was his name again?
Come on. We're going to bring a couple... Sure, Adam. What do you want to talk about? I mean, this is live radio, so 8-year-old Adam is back.
Well, I'm very happy to be here, and, well, we have a lot of things that we got around here. And we've only been here for at least almost an hour and a half.
What did you buy at the Big Apple Con today?
Well...
Anything Batman related?
We did buy this.
Oh.
Oh, that's
the
cool.
Muppets.
The official movie theater book to The Muppets Take Manhattan.
One of my favorite movies.
Very nice.
And we also... we got a lot of business cards and from other places around here.
Very good.
And we've looked around. The most thing I'm most excited about is the balloons here.
Yeah, Adam is really into balloons, folks.
Yes, he loves balloons.
That's good. There are people out there that actually have a fear of balloons. So I have a fear of balloons.
I have a fear of when I'm blowing up a balloon, it pops, and then I die from choking on it.
This is live radio, right?
Yes. Oh, it's live, yeah. Otherwise, we'd just be wasting our time.
We would just, we'd it's just actually be standing not here live, so I guess we are wasting our time.
I guess it is. That's what...
We're going to take a break. Anything else you got to say?
I love New York City. And
balloons.
Huh?
And balloons.
And balloons.
And Spider-Man.
And Spider-Man.
And I hate Batman.
Uh-oh, don't say that. That's mean.
Thanks a lot, Adam. We had a good time talking to you.
I like everything.
All right, buddy.
All right, thanks a lot, Adam.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
So even though we are at Big Apple Con this week, I do want to continue focusing on, you know, like our actual show. It's not just going to be like, it's great that we're in another place. It's not Dave's Kitchen. so I want to, like, actually discuss things that are going, because there's a lot been going on the last couple weeks.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, not all of it good.
No, some really sad news in the pop culture world.
Yep.
A true icon has passed away last week. Leonard Nimoy.
I heard about that.
Yep. Yeah, Leonard Nimoy passing away, definitely a big, you know, a big... people are just walking up and having conversations with us like we're not recording.
This and is then they just walk away.
This is live radio, folks.
Maybe this may be the last live con recording for Bat Squad Radio. No, but yeah, Leonard Nimoy, the world of pop culture felt shockwaves recently when Leonard Nimoy passed away.
Yeah.
It was an absolutely, you know... devastating moment for a lot of
people. For anyone that's been living in a cave for the last half century, Leonard Nimoy portrayed Mr. Spock from Star Trek.
Yes.
The original series. He also did a lot more than that. When the show was canceled, he went straight to Mission Impossible. He was actually...
I know he was in Mission Impossible.
Yes. Later seasons of Mission Impossible. Whereas Shatner had trouble finding work for a while. Shatner did B-movies. Nimoy went effortlessly into other shows. He was actually a movie star. He also voiced Mr. Spock in the early 70s cartoon of Star Trek. And then, of course, 1979, the motion picture Star Trek series. You know... That's where everyone knows the man from, and people are really, really sad and broken up over the death of Leonard Nimoy.
I will say that. I'm not a huge Star Wars fan, so
Star
I don't
Trek.
Even know like,
Star?
Who this... Star Trek?
It's Star Trek. It's a big
can
difference.
We edit that out?
Well, no. either way, I was a little standing by it just because a lot of my friends are huge fans of Spock, and I was like, dude, that is pretty sad, I have to admit, even though... You know, I wasn't a huge fan of him, so...
Yeah, well, you know, one of my favorite Nimoy things, it's nothing that either of you have ever played. It's a recent video game called Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep, came out in the last couple years.
I like how he knows that I didn't play that game.
Because you didn't.
I played the original.
Yeah, so...
I'm just glad he got you to stop talking, Danny.
Yeah,
that was very disrespectful.
He voiced the villain, Xehanort.
Can we take a break? We're going to get back to Leonard Nimoy and what he meant to all of us as a cultural icon. But we're also here, as I mentioned earlier and promised earlier, we're going to talk to some cosplayers.
Dave's talking a lot.
Doctor Who.
He always does.
Come on over.
Hello. So you guys are the Doctor and Rose here. Hold on. Let me get you guys a microphone. I'm sure you guys don't mind sharing, right?
Who is this?
All right. So what's your name, sir?
I'm Chris.
Chris.
I'm cosplaying as the 10th Doctor, David Tennant.
David Tennant. Was my favorite up until Peter Capaldi. I do like David Tennant a lot.
Oh,
did we just lose you as guests?
No.
No.
Okay, and you are?
I'm Allie.
I'm cosplaying Rose Tyler.
Great. Very nice to meet you guys. So are you guys? Do you guys cosplay a lot? Like, is this like a thing you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I run a cosplay page, Time Space Cosplay.
Oh, yeah. You wanna plug the URL?
Oh, it's facebook.com/timespacecosplay. You can find me on Instagram at Time Space Cosplay.
Awesome.
I'm on Tumblr, timespacelet'srun.tumblr.com.
Time Space Cosplay. So that's that's awesome.
You know, Doctor Who references.
Yeah. Absolutely. Wibbly wobbly timey-wimey time space.
Exactly. I, too, run a cosplay page. You guys want to find me, facebook.com/ChrisDaugherty, Quest for Screen Accuracy, or tumblr.com, Quest for Screen Accuracy. That's
cool.
My whole stick right there. I'm also the cosplay coordinator, so I run all the costume contests and things like that for the Northeast Comic Con.
Very cool.
And Pop Culture Expos back in Massachusetts.
So you guys are big into the series with David Tennant, then, I assume. David Tennant's first series, Series 2.
Yes, I've been a big fan of Doctor Who for the whole season, a series.
Since it came back in 05, or were you a fan before that, classic Doctors?
I like the classic. I started back in the 05 series, but okay. I mean, I watched the old classic episodes.
I'm Tom
now.
Baker era. That's how
there
old I
go.
Am.
There we go.
I love Tom Baker.
Now, I know nothing about Doctor Who, but I do know. Do you have one of those little phaser thingies, whatever they're called?
I do have my sonic screwdriver on me.
There it is.
Awesome.
Oh, that's
pretty
cool.
Much any of David's props I have in this coat, I'm not even kidding.
What else that's do you awesome. Have? Do you have the fob watch?
Yes, I do.
You have the fob watch.
He basically has everything. I'm not even kidding. See, I'm his prop.
There it is.
Yeah.
I do Amy Pond.
You're a good prop.
Do
yeah.
you?
I actually have the screen accurate Vincent and the Doctor cuz it's the only jacket I wear.
Oh, look.
She's holding it right now because it's too cold outside.
Oh yeah, that is the
I got a
It took me 2 years, and it came from Russia. Like,
well, you got it from Russia?
I got it from Russia. The girl sold it to me from Russia, and it took 2 months to get to America.
Well, I got some bad news for the doctor here.
Oh,
what?
No.
We are in New York City, and the cops just towed your TARDIS.
Not again.
You double parked your TARDIS.
Wait.
I told Jack to move it. All right, I said I was going to be back in 5 minutes, Jack, if they come by, just take it and just go.
Some young man probably walked by and it turned his head.
Yep.
Wait, isn't that a paradox? I mean, weren't you in New York in 1935? Oh, no.
Oh dear.
So do you do the time space continuum yet?
Dave, shut up. Do you guys do Matt Smith and Amy Pond as well?
I do Matt Smith with a couple other people.
Cool.
But we actually have a pretty big Doctor Who cosplay crew.
Oh,
I have a
great.
River Song. I've got a couple of Amy's. We've got Clara's, a couple of 12s, a couple of 11s, a 9, a War.
Very cool.
Because we're part of Boston Whovians up in Massachusetts,
uh-huh.
And also part of New York Whovian Cosplay.
Cool. Cool.
Which is run by a bunch of our friends.
Now, you said screen accurate cosplay. Is that like what? Can you explain what that means?
Yeah, basically, screen accuracy is the stuff that like the cosplay that like the guys on the show actually wore.
Okay.
Like anything like as close as you can actually get without taking their clothes.
Right.
This tie is like as close as you can get to it being the actual tie.
Right.
There's like a bunch of them. I got 3 of them back at the house. This coat, all the different props.
Yeah, I mean,
like
you guys
that.
Have like everything down to a T.
Well,
pretty
thank
much.
You.
Like,
that's
really
dedication right
I
there.
Mean,
you even got the hair flip going.
Yep.
Like.
Yes.
Well, this is actually one of the famous alternates
uh-huh.
for Rose's Journeys and jacket. But this is the actual Amy Pond jacket,
yeah.
Which is that exact brand, exact color, all of that stuff. So a lot of Doctor Who cosplayers are crazy, and
uh-huh.
we'll find them. And
oh, yeah.
There's a lot of pieces that are, like, coveted that people basically will start wars over. It's crazy.
Guys know that Kevin here, he dabbles in Doctor Who cosplay, but he came up with his own twist?
No. Oh, do you?
No.
Yeah, tell us your character.
Thank you, Dave, for...
Now, what is it?
Yeah, I do Doctor What. It's my take on what a future regeneration would be.
There we go.
I go to the New York Renaissance Fair as it every year, and people go nuts for it.
Oh, excellent.
Do you ever go to the Renaissance Fair as the
yes,
Doctor?
Yes, sometimes.
It makes so much sense, and people go nuts for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for a fact the woman who plays Queen Elizabeth, she's a Doctor Who fan.
Nice.
So when she sees, if she saw you as Tennant, she'd probably chase you throughout the con. I've seen it happen.
Which is
so
not
we're
a good
to New
thing.
New York Renaissance Fair this year.
Yeah, basically.
Great.
Yeah. No, you definitely should. Because it's a cosplay that makes a lot of sense there.
It does. I've seen, whenever I go to like the different Ren fairs, I'm like in my other jobs, I'm a professional magician.
Oh,
so
wow.
I go, yeah.
You want to plug that?
I'm I mean, I usually take more in like the Massachusetts area.
Can you make Danny disappear?
Please, I would. While you're at it, could you take Dave's voice
nice.
Away?
Sure thing. Yeah. Can you just mute him for a while?
There this is go. Live radio. We're interacting.
There we are. There we are. But yes, so I go into like the Ren fairs around Massachusetts, like King Richard's. I've worked a couple of those fairs mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Cool.
But so yeah, that fair is definitely.
No, you guys are into screen accurate thing. Cosplay. What about audio accurate? How are the voices?
British accent, because I can do one. I'm not very good at doing Billy Piper, but I can do a Royal P.
That's a good British accent.
Thank you.
Well,
I'm an actor by trade.
Can you do Maggie? Can you do Maggie from The Walking Dead?
No.
Oh man,
shut down.
Spoiled.
I wish, but also The Walking Dead gives me so much stress when I watch it.
You know what?
I try.
We talk about Batman and we talk about The Walking Dead all the time. We never get to talk about Doctor Who because I'm the only one that watches it. I finally have people that are here to talk about Doctor Who, and you guys are pulling the attention back to Batman and The Walking Dead.
Hey, you're welcome. Have you seen the Telltale Walking Dead games? They're beautiful.
They are.
Yes,
They are. So great.
They are very good.
I prefer them to the show, but
Denny and I have a Walking Dead review show, so that's where we usually keep our Walking Dead talk.
That's real.
Okay, so do you have a David Tennant accent?
Do it.
Well, I mean, K-9. I love K-9. Everyone loves K-9.
Oh, that
the
was
best.
That was pretty good. I like that one.
Like certain lines, I can do it like perfectly, but I mean, keeping it going.
David's whispering.
Can't believe they towed my TARDIS. I mean, this is the eighth time this month.
That's your fault. I told you to keep it locked.
And then Jack brought his key over.
Well, you should have disabled his vortex manipulator. God.
I did.
No, you didn't.
We're having like a whole scene enacted here.
Yeah,
I
wanted like some popcorn.
I want to sit back and watch. I love it.
It's Martha's fault.
So you got.
Don't bring Martha into this, okay?
Uh-oh.
No. No.
I've always wondered about what would happen if, you know, when Rose and Martha, like, they do meet in the,
they do.
The end of time.
We didn't meet in person. We met, you know, through a screen, so I didn't have to rip her throat out for trying to get in on my man.
Right.
But then there's, you know, the later companions, which we won't go there.
No, we won't go there?
Like, Clara? Mm-mm.
Liked her with Matt Smith, don't love her with Capaldi.
See, what's interesting is about Clara, for me, is I loved her when she was the governess, and I loved her when she was Oswin in Asylum of the Daleks.
Yeah, she was delightful.
Then she became uninteresting to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I don't like Jenna Louise Coleman. She's great. But there was too much, let's try and turn her into the next Rose. And I'm like, guys.
Well, I don't even think it was the next Rose. It was like, it was Moffat being like, look, guys, it's the new Sarah Jane. Isn't she great? It's a new Sarah Jane. And everyone's like, no, she's not a new Sarah Jane.
So what are your opinions on Stephen Moffat?
I mean, I think he has moments of extreme brilliance, but then I think he has moments of extreme depravity and just like, you know.
Phenomenal writer, horrible showrunner.
Yes, he will destroy the things you love.
Yes.
I mean, I think Sherlock is good, but he's got Mark on his side going, don't do that.
Right.
But he, I mean, I thought when Capaldi. I love Sherlock. When Capaldi came in, I was like, all right, we need a new showrunner. Let's get a new showrunner. We need some fresh air. I mean, I love Capaldi. I don't like 12.
Right.
Which is, it's a shrug. But I'm still going to watch it because I think Capaldi's a great actor and he's wonderful. It's just I need the moment where I'm like, yes, you're the Doctor.
Right.
Yeah. More importantly, do you think Doctor Who will ever team up with Batman?
I would hope so.
Are you kidding me
right now? Are you kidding me? Are you that desperate for attention right now?
The only thing throughout this whole thing I'm wondering if I could fit into her jacket. What do you think? I'm not going
to try. No. He'll bust through
I'll
it.
I'll just bust right through it.
He'll bust right through
I
it.
I know
Denny
man.
Would look good in a woman's jacket.
I look good in anything, Dave.
All right. I think that about does it.
I wear a cat suit.
Oh, really?
Yes.
He wears a spider suit,
We're getting
too.
Into territory that I don't want to be in right now.
Hey, have you ever worn a cat suit for 12 hours before?
No.
I don't recommend it.
I you know what? I was planning on it, but now based on your recommendation, I'm now not going to do it.
I wore a Black Widow cat suit for 12 hours. I looked great. It's hot.
Yeah, I can imagine.
With gun holsters.
I've got this Superman jacket that I walk around in a lot, and it's
Smallville.
Yeah, the Smallville jacket.
Yes.
Screen accurate Smallville jacket.
It is.
It is. Screen accuracy.
It's made of Kryptonian pleather.
Yes.
Highest grade Kryptonian pleather.
So it's not bulletproof.
So how are you not dead?
How Kryptonian pleather?
Yes.
Yeah. It blew kryptonite.
Oh, okay, blue kryptonite.
Yes.
Yes, we're fine.
All right, so you guys want to get one last plug in? You know, say
sure.
it. To,
If you want to find us, facebook.com/timespacecosplay, Instagram at timespacecosplay, Tumblr, timeandspaceletsrun.tumblr.com, and if you hashtag timespacecosplay, I'll probably repost you.
Great. If you guys join our Facebook group, you can post it in there as well so people
listeners
can find you.
And I'm Chris Daugherty, Quest for Screen Accuracy on Facebook. I'm Quest for Screen Accuracy on Tumblr, Twitter, all that different stuff. So, yeah, we'll definitely come and check us out.
Great. Thank you guys so much for taking time out of your day.
Yeah, no
problem.
This
is a lot of fun.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks. Thank you.
Have a good day, guys.
I'll tell you what. Coming to these shows, it's not just about the artists. It's not just about the actors. It's not just about the spectacle. There's a lot of Comic-Con promoters here. We're standing here with Sal Zerzola. And he has put together Garden State Comic Fest this summer. Sal, how you doing?
Good. I'm glad to be here. Thanks so much for having me. It's you guys are great. I see you all at a lot of the big cons, a lot of the small cons, and it's great to actually talk to you on mic.
I know it's a real thrill for you to finally meet me.
Absolutely.
But here we go again.
Sal, you can tell him to shut up at any point in time.
Hell no.
If you want me to cut his mic, you give me a nod. I have that power.
Uh-oh.
Kevin's a little upset because I'm getting all the big laughs today.
But
Sal, tell us about your show this summer.
Well, it's the Garden State Comic Fest. It's going to be at Menin Arena in Morristown, New Jersey, July 25th and 26th. That's a Saturday and Sunday. We had a couple of shows last year, and we did well and encouraged us. And we see the Northwest and Northern New Jersey market as prime real estate for a good comic convention. So we're going bigger. We're going to have 25,000 square feet, over 200 tables of comic book artists, comic book dealers, toys, superhero movie promotions, all kinds of great stuff.
Menin Arena is the perfect venue for a con, I think, because of just the way, I mean, I know it pretty well. I've wrestled there a bunch of times for East Coast Pro Wrestling, so I know the layout of it really well, and I mean, it's such a nice, big, open space. You're not going to be on top of people. It's going to be nice and open for you.
Exactly. We made a point to make sure that our aisles are going to be nice and wide. We want, you know, it's a great place for the vendors and the artists because they come in through the big back doors and just roll into there. They don't have to use elevators or go upstairs, and they're right there. And there's plenty of free parking, so you don't have to worry about that either.
That's fantastic. Free parking is clutch.
It is. We made sure when we were looking for our next venue, we wanted to go bigger, and that's why we went with the Menin Arena.
Yeah, there's nothing bigger in New Jersey. I mean, it's one of the biggest venues you could find around.
We should give Mike Carbo a big shout-out for putting together today's show. What do you think?
Mike is one of our mentor Comic-Con promoters. I know Mike a long time. In fact, I go back to the very first Comic-Con when my brother Vincent Zerzolo and Mike teamed up to start the Big Apple Comic-Con. My father actually cooked and catered that show. My father's a chef.
Was that the ones in the church basement?
Yes, it was. And you've come a long way, baby, right?
Yes.
Look at this today.
Yeah.
We've got tons of people here. That one was well attended. And this is 20 years later. And Mike is one of the people, when we have a question how to do this or he's the go-to guy, knows everything about the business.
I think it's not an understatement to say that Mike Carbo is a force of nature.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's one way of putting it, yeah.
Yep. Well, thanks so much, Sal.
Thank you, guys.
And we'll
see
you
later.
Sal, and you know, maybe I know we were talking a little bit before, but you know, you guys were saying you want Bat Squad Radio at your con, right?
We would love to have you guys at our con.
We'll be there.
You got it.
I'll be there signing autographs.
Now you got me on the air here, kind of.
I trapped you.
I hope Dave didn't interview yet, did he? My business
no,
partner?
Not yet. I don't know.
Okay,
where
break the news to him.
Yeah, it was Dave's idea.
I'll use my charm on him as well.
Oh, okay. We'll have a charm contest between you and Dave. Dave's.
Dave squared.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Sal.
Thank you, guys.
It's great having
you.
Hey, folks. Kev here with some news about how you, the listener, can help out your favorite podcast network. And by that, I mean the White Dragon Podcast Network. I hope I didn't need explaining. Are you an online shopper? Chances are the answer to that is yes. Well, if you're going to be doing any shopping on Amazon.com and would like a cost-free way to support your favorite free podcasts, then head over to WhiteDragonPodcastNetwork.com and click on the Amazon banner at the top of the page. It takes you to the same Amazon page you've always gone to. You don't pay a penny extra, and the White Dragon Podcast Network gets a small percentage of what you buy. If you're looking to support the network in a more direct manner, you can go to WhiteDragonPodcastNetwork.com/sponsor and make a small monetary donation to the upkeep of the server, website, and network in general. No amount is too small, and all donations will be recognized on Two Men and the Mouse, Mouselanius, and Bat Squad Radio. Thank you so much. It's through the support of dedicated listeners like you that these shows remain on the air and free for everyone. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for your continued attention and for your support of the White Dragon Podcast Network. It's getting pretty crowded here, Denny.
Yes, it is, and I love it, though.
Yes, but one specific thing has just happened that's made us fly back to the microphones, and that's Dave left.
Again.
Yeah, he went, oh, he's back.
God damn it, spoke too soon.
Yeah. Anyway, I think one of the, now that we can kind of have a second, I think one of the big things that had dropped in the last week pop culture-wise, because, you know, that is the purpose of the show.
Yes.
Was the Marvel Age of Ultron, Avengers Age of Ultron trailer.
Count me back in when we're on the air.
Welcome back
cut
in.
Cut his mic again.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, no, what are we talking about, really?
We're about to talk about the Marvel's Age of Ultron trailer.
Was that insane how that cosplay group took over the area?
We're talking about Marvel's Age of Ultron
okay,
trailer.
Got it.
Okay.
What do you guys think of it?
I thought it was spectacular. I mean, it looked like such a huge event, you know? It had an Avengers feel to it. I know you didn't like the CGI.
I absolutely loved it. I thought it was excellent. I thought it was just phenomenal. It's like I got chills throughout the whole entire thing.
You know what? Like the first time, obviously the first time I watched it, I wasn't thinking about anything but the trailer. But by like the fifth time I watched it, all I can imagine was Dave shaking his cane at the computer screen, being like, "Gag Flabbit, you're using too much of that newfangled computer graphics."
Yep, it's too much of an effect. Too much spectacle. I want the small story.
How are you supposed to do this kind of a story without CGI? Please, if you could tell me how that would work, I'm all for it.
No, I'm all for CGI if you use it sparingly. But this seems like, I saw that epic battle scene at the end when apparently Ultron can reanimate other machines. It looks like a lot of CGI.
Oh, no, there's other Ultrons. Like, he controls an army of other Ultrons.
Well, then Hollywood Studios should build robots that can come to life.
Not for anything, but maybe Dave
are you insane?
Be part of
like,
it.
Are you on crack?
Is.
No, like old-time movies, like Ray Harryhausen. When they did the Sinbad movies, when they did Jason and the Argonauts, that guy, Ray Harryhausen, would build the creatures.
Yeah, but that would look horrible.
Yeah, but how are you going to do something with Hulkbuster and Hulk fighting? Come on.
Build it in a garage.
Build it.
How are you going to have them fighting up the side of a building? How are you going to have them flying?
Tony Stark built it in a cave.
I'm just going to be sitting there in the theater the whole time going, CGI. CGI.
You know what?
CGI.
That's fine. You
CGI.
Do that because at the end of the day, you paid your $12.50 to go see that
CGI.
Movie. Right, Denny?
Yeah. I'm going to go see it a couple times, to be honest.
Yeah, Denny and I already have a midnight showing planned.
I'm going to wait till it comes out on DVD.
So now, but did you see they're doing something? When the last Avengers movie came out, I don't know if you guys know this. My wife, my brother, and I did what was something called the Ultimate Marvel Movie Marathon when it came out, which was we got to the movie theater at 11 a.m. and we watched Iron Man, The Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 2, Thor, Captain America, the First Avenger, and then at midnight, they showed the Avengers. It was a long, long day.
You
Nerd.
And your lovely wife, Jackie, were together that long.
Yep, and my brother.
How was it?
It was phenomenal. It was one of the best days of my life. It was tremendous. Like, you're sitting in a packed movie theater with all the people that are as passionate as you. They had, like, these little Coulson, like Agent Coulson, introduced each movie.
That sounds kind of lame.
Oh, no, dude, it was awesome.
Did you have, like, a bag to go to bathroom in?
No, there was like, a 30-minute break between each film.
Ooh, that's...
Speaking of, did you ever see the Lord of the Rings trilogy? I did.
Well, so anyway, what we did was we went to Sonic.
In a row?
In a row.
You watched all three Lord of the Rings movies?
Yes, I was sitting
They've
in theaters
made
for
all three?
Hours and hours.
Oh, you in the theater you watched them
yeah.
all?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So did you have fun doing that?
Yeah, but what you did is lame.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I watched? Sound of Music.
Shut up. We went to Sonic. We bought like a bunch of burgers and chicken sandwiches and just loaded up my wife's purse with them and just snacked on those all day.
Sounds funny. I'm sorry.
We have a Comic-Con attendee that would like to talk about Avengers Age of Ultron, the third trailer. What do you think of it?
It was like 12 o'clock when I saw that, so it was... I couldn't sleep after it. I was like, oh.
A little too stimulating.
Now,
right away.
Now I can't go to sleep. Now I got to rewatch it.
Yep. How many times did you rewatch it?
20.
20. That makes sense.
Like 20 times about, and I kept on just watching it and then kept on trying to find little
Easter eggs,
yeah,
right?
Little Easter eggs to see, but I couldn't really find anything that much in this one.
Like, well, how about Wolverine? They slowed one scene down. It looks like someone's got Wolverine claws in
it. No, it didn't.
Are you serious, Dave?
No, it did.
No.
At minute 107. Bring it up on your phone later.
Yes. Bring it up right now.
Say that.
Minute 107 has Wolverine claws.
Well, I don't want to...
And the Vision. The Vision shows up at the end.
Yeah. Marvel would not, like, do that contract with Fox yet. Definitely Fox wouldn't want to have that little...
Hi, Batgirl.
...contract with Marvel
I love you.
After they just did a contract with Sony.
They're
not going to try to oh, okay, jump into that bandwagon.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what I was saying about the Ultimate Marvel Movie Marathon, they're doing another one. And I thought it was going to be all the Phase 2 films. No. It's a 27-hour movie marathon.
Yeah, remember I just talked about that
the other day. Starting at Phase 1 and going all the way to Avengers Age. Who's going to be awake for Age of Ultron? It's 27 hours in a movie theater. I did the last one. We did 5 movies in a day, and it was great. I could not do 10. Like, I could not do 27 hours in a movie theater.
But how they're going to do it is the whole regular movies, and then the next day will be both of the Avengers.
No, that's not how they're doing it. They're going Iron Man, Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 2, Thor, Captain America, The Avengers, Iron Man 3, Thor the Dark
in
World.
In release date order?
Yep, Captain America, Winter Soldier, Guardians of the Galaxy, and then Avengers Age of Ultron. 27 straight hours in a movie theater.
Well, that was the big Marvel news this week. Do you want to talk about any big news with DC?
Is there any big news with DC?
Supergirl? Didn't they cast
Supergirl? Oh, yes. Supergirl was cast a long time ago, but we saw the suit. We saw the suit. The suit looks awesome. They also announced they're casting a body double for Superman, which means Superman will be in the show.
Oh, okay.
I thought they was going to use the guy from Lois and Clark.
No, he's doing a guest shot, but he's not super. I don't think he's Superman.
Dean Cain?
Dean Cain's doing a guest shot, and the girl who played Supergirl in the Supergirl movie is going to be doing something as
Dean
well.
Dean Cain's almost 50 years old.
He can still do it.
Still looks like
Superman.
Still looks like Superman.
Are you a Marvel or a DC guy?
I grew up more into Marvel. It's easier to do cosplay as DC. So I think in myself, like, you can easily do DC, anybody from DC, more than the Marvel.
Now, we just met, right?
We just met.
What's your name, man?
I'm Kayshawn.
Kayshawn, nice to meet you.
Kayshawn, who would you say would win in a fight, Batman or Spider-Man?
Okay. If you're going to ask that, Batman, hold on, I'm asking, do Batman have prep time?
No.
Batman owns
No, he only
time.
Has money.
No, but I said Spider-Man, didn't I? Or did I screw it up again?
No, you said Batman or Spider-Man. He's asking if Batman has prep time for the fight.
No, not Superman.
Batman have prep time?
I see what you're saying.
Do he have prep time?
He gets a half-hour prep time because Spider-Man has powers.
Here's the thing. If Batman knows Spider-Man exists,
he can
that's
win.
Prep time. Yeah. Because even though he doesn't know they're going to fight, he's already planning on how to beat him.
Yep.
So if Spider-Man doesn't ambush Batman, who wins?
I'm still going to go with Spider-Man.
All right.
Go with Spider-Man, changing your vote. Okay.
Even though he gets that prep time, just like how he fought Taskmaster Spider-Man, like he kept on changing his moves, I think he could do that with Batman. He could just switch it up every time.
But Batman has a lot of money. He could buy gadgets and...
Okay. Are you making Denny's argument now?
But Spider-Man has spider sense.
Yes.
That's also true.
Anything he's going to throw at him or try to do with a stupid grappling hook and batarang garbage, it doesn't matter. All
I don't
he's
think
do
that's
going
to even work.
Flip back and forth.
Wait, Spidey has spider sense. Batman has bat dollars.
Bat bucks.
Do you have like a bomb dropping noise
bat bucks.
For his bed?
No, I don't have the sound effects hooked up here.
Okay. That's all I got on the whole DC thing. All
right.
You sure you don't want to change your vote about the Batman?
Nope.
And
nope.
All right.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Bat Squad Radio after this. Hey, Danny, we like The Walking Dead.
I absolutely love The Walking Dead.
But you know the problem with talking about The Walking Dead on Bat Squad Radio?
I do know the problem.
Dave. Right? So you guys want to know where you can find great Walking Dead discussion without Dave interjecting his lame jokes into it?
Please tell me.
Walker Talkers.
All right.
The WDPN Walking Dead Review Podcast, dropping every Friday morning here on the White Dragon Podcast Network, featuring none other than Denny and myself.
Sounds good to me.
It's your number one source for Dave-free Walking Dead reviews. Folks, you can find it at whitedragonpodcastnetwork.com/walkertalkers.
Screw Dave.
Yep, that's www.whitedragonpodcastnetwork.com/walkertalkers. Screw Dave.
Screw Dave.
All right, folks, welcome back to Bat Squad Radio live from Big Apple Con. We have another cosplay guest here.
So, and this one I'm actually very excited
yes,
for.
Yes, and I'm also excited that Dave's not here because it's Walking Dead related and we're able to kind of get into it a little bit more. Our co-host doesn't like The Walking Dead at all.
How could they? That's impossible.
So tell us your name.
My name is Christina Boas.
Christina, yes. Welcome to Bat Squad Radio.
Why, thank
so,
you.
Tell them all what you are cosplaying as.
I am Carl from The Walking Dead, yes, with baby Judith.
And you know what? That baby doll actually kind of looks like Judith.
Yeah, it does, actually.
Do you think she does? I think she's like, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you got like the, like we were talking before about screen authentic cosplay with a couple other people, mm-hmm, and you've got the screen authentic look going on, right? Like, this is like Carl's exact outfit. It's absolutely tremendous.
Thank you. And it was a total accident, too. I actually had this in my wardrobe to begin with, which is kind of embarrassing.
Did you really?
Yes.
Oh, so you just had funny. The whole Carl outfit. It was just like you're watching Walking Dead. It's like, hey, I have that.
Hey, I have that.
I have that,
did
too.
You raid my wardrobe, you know?
Shouldn't you be inside, though, and not out?
You mean in the house?
In the house.
Never going to happen.
Never?
Never.
Yeah, but look at all the problems that you have.
You know, I could deal with it. I get to kill walkers, all that
That's
stuff,
true.
You know.
Yeah,
unassuming
I'm a little
teens in the woods. With no consequences whatsoever.
Eat pudding, you know.
Eat pudding on roofs.
Exactly, exactly.
And now play video games in Alexandria.
Exactly. Yes. Who gets to do that?
We, Denny and I have a Walking Dead podcast that we do every single week, Walking Dead Review Show, called Walker Talkers. So it's very apropos that we found you here today because, you know, we're two big deadheads.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that is so exciting.
Do you read the comics?
No, I just started, though. Just
okay,
started.
Good.
So
I'm about to start, too. He's loaning me all the compendiums, and we're going to, you know,
exactly,
dive into it so that I can know all the spoilers.
You have,
you know,
to.
If you don't want to ruin it, like, stop at, like, maybe 98. I don't know how far you are.
One.
Oh, you're starting? Okay.
One down, 97 to go.
All right. Well, there's 137 of them, but.
Okay.
Oh, 137,
yeah,
didn't know.
Yeah, they're trying to really push it from the comics now. If you look at that, you look at the show and then read the comics, you'll see, like, 97, 98 is when they really start kind of,
following,
can't really spoil anything, you know?
Don't spoil it for me. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I won't. I won't spoil anything.
So, now the hat. Did you have the hat too, or did you order that out?
No, we ordered the hat.
Okay, great.
The hat was, you know.
Is this the first time cosplaying, Carl, or has it been a thing you've done for a while?
This is the third time.
Third
actually,
time.
Yes. Actually, the day before I started getting into The Walking Dead, I decided to cosplay Carl at Comic-Con.
That's great.
It went over well. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really
doing
tremendous.
It today.
So, how do you feel about the whole Alexandria thing? Do you trust these people? Do you?
I do, to a certain extent.
Okay.
But I feel that they are going to have to pay back in some way. Now, just in case I'm right, I'm not going to say how I think they have to pay back this community.
I think I kind of want to know, too.
Go for it.
All right. You want me to go for it?
Go for it.
All right. This is a little far-fetched. But I think to start a new world, they're going to have our people breed.
Ah.
Yes. That is where I'm going with it.
You think there's going to be, like, breeding houses?
Exactly. Like a little breeding camp.
Well, you went dark with this. I'm impressed. Kirkman would be impressed. Just throw in a couple main character deaths in the breeding house, and you got Kirkman to a T. That's great. Thank you so much for joining us here on Bat Squad Radio. We really appreciate
it. I am honored. Yep. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You guys are great.
Yep. And enjoy
you.
The rest of the show.
Oh, thank you. You as well.
All right, so guys, we got a little sidetracked with all the frivolity and all of the commotion going on here at Big AppleCon today. We started off the episode trying desperately to give a heartfelt memorial remembrance of our dearly departed Leonard Nimoy.
Yes, and we're going to continue with that now.
Yeah.
For folks of a certain age, I'm a year or two older than you guys, Star Trek was the show. People always say, Bat Dave, you probably like Batman with Adam West and Burt Ward the best. I said, no, I like Get Smart, and I like Star Trek, the original series.
Yep.
And for to lose Leonard Nimoy, he had some health issues on and off over the years. It was not unexpected. He was 83 years old. But it's a tough loss for a lot of us.
Definitely is. Definitely is. You know, I wrote a blog about this on WhiteDragonPodcastNetwork.com about how, like, these are people that we've never met in our lives, but it still, like, hits us really, really hard when they're gone.
Absolutely.
As if it was someone that you knew. I mean, this person never knew you existed, but you invited this person into your living room via a television screen every week for so long. And once they're gone, it's like, you know, you feel that loss. You feel like a piece of your heart.
Yeah, these people are pop culture icons for a reason. They really strike a nerve, and they mean a lot to you, and they trigger a lot of memories, childhood memories,
exactly,
adult memories, and
exactly,
that's not something to laugh about. These will be missed.
I know a lot of people say a lot of stuff like, oh, you know, Shatner was Star Trek and whatnot. Spock was the character everybody loved.
They were the Mick and Keith. They even Bones McCoy. There is amazing chemistry on those old shows.
Well, you look at when they did the new movie, the J.J. Abrams film. Who's the one character they brought back from the original series? Was Spock, because he's so beloved.
Yes, much to William Shatner's dismay.
Chagrin.
But there's a bright side to all this. If you are a Star Trek fan, if you're a Trekker or a Trekkie.
Trekkie.
There's a great show coming up just outside of Philadelphia. It's called the Great Philadelphia Comic Con, and it definitely has a Star Trek aspect to it, right?
Yes, it does. Yeah, so 3rd through 5th in Philadelphia, we've got George Takei. Oh, my.
That's April 3rd.
April 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
Okay.
George Takei, Mr. Sulu. It's Takei, not Takei.
Sorry.
George Takei rhymes with gay. Because he's gay, Dave.
Okay, that's fine.
He says it. I'm allowed
to say it. I'm fine with that. Who else is at the
show? Michelle Nichols.
Michelle?
Uhura.
Michelle Nichols.
Oh, I'm
Lieutenant
sorry.
Uhura.
I got all excited.
Yes.
And Walter Koenig, who is Chekhov.
So you have the original
Captain
Sulu,
this
the
wrestle.
Original Uhura, and the original Chekhov all at the same show.
Yep.
The only one missing is William Shatner, but he's busy.
He's a busy man.
Yes.
He's the Priceline negotiator.
But this
he's
is definitely a show we're going
to
go to.
Yep.
Because why not?
You know, also on the show, I mean, there's a lot of A-listers. For me, Austin St. John, Jason, the original Power Ranger from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Walter E. Jones, the much-heralded Black Ranger.
Okay.
In many ways.
Yep.
And David Yost, who was the Blue Ranger, Billy.
And this is co-organized by a good buddy of ours, Craig Blake, who is actually set up at the show now, Big Apple Comic Con.
Yeah, he's here.
And,
really nice
he's
guy.
Just too busy. The show got so packed. Craig is also an artist, besides being a Comic Con promoter and organizer. He could not leave his table to join us, so we are kind of pushing his show for him.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I was trying to fight my way over there. To go see Rowdy Piper or Jason David Frank or someone like that. It was shoulder to shoulder. You were throwing elbows to try to get through.
So the whole Rowdy Piper thing today might be a non-issue.
Yeah, you know, it's depressing. It's like a broken promise. You know, it has that kind of downer to it.
There's nothing wrong with hitting a home run. Not everyone hits a grand slam.
Yep, and I do believe we will be at the Great Philadelphia Comic Con, right?
Hell yeah.
We're definitely going
there.
Yes,
absolutely.
Absolutely. Hopefully we could do a show from there as well.
Yep.
That guy, I really liked that guy, Craig. He seemed like a good, upstanding dude.
Yes.
Guys, I have some sad news.
What?
I might not be able to make that show.
Oh, okay.
So what's the sad news?
That wasn't nice. I got to bring
nice
my two-year-old to an Easter egg hunt.
Have fun. Dave and I will be at the con.
He has a son?
You're married?
Yeah.
I want to draw attention to Leonard Nimoy's the last ever tweet he ever sent out alive. He said, "A life is like a garden. Perfect moments can be had, but not preserved, except in memory. Live long and prosper."
Very nice. He was a class act.
It was eerie. It's like when the Ultimate Warrior passed away last year.
Which one?
There's only been one Ultimate Warrior, Denny.
No, there's like a million.
No, there's not. He did this promo on Monday Night Raw just like a day before he died or a day or two before he died. And he was like, there comes a time when every man will breathe his last, when every heart will beat its last. And it was like eerie how like it was almost like his own eulogy.
Sure.
Yeah. So there we go. Leonard Nimoy, big bucket of wind. Live long and prosper.
I never knew that. That's what that LLAP, L-L-A-P, LLAP.
Live long and prosper.
Yeah, I didn't realize what that meant until you just pointed
He's
it
Leonard
out.
He's Leonard Nimoy. It's all he ever says.
I don't watch Star Wars. I told you that.
He thought it was something about the Los Angeles police,
believe it or not. That's exactly what I thought.
Jesus.
Beam him out of here. We were talking about Leonard Nimoy and what Star Trek means to a lot of people. And case in point, I'm standing here with Keith. Keith is a huge Star Trek fan. And tell me about your organization.
My name is Keith Schicklitz. I'm the captain of the USS Abraham Lincoln. We're part of a group called Starfleet International. It's an international Star Trek fan club with over 5,000 members worldwide in about 21 regions. My ship is in the area of the Hudson Valley, covering Westchester, Rockland, Orange, Dutchess, Putnam, and Ulster counties. We do a lot of different things. We've definitely been upset about Nimoy's passing and Harve Bennett, who also died recently.
Right.
I had a chance to meet both of them at times, and they were both fantastic people.
Nice.
I met Nimoy about 20 years ago at a creation con, and he was doing his Q&A, and somebody asked about the Vulcan neck pinch, and he started saying, "Who knows what episode?" I yelled out, "Enemy Within." He looks over and says, "Give that man a prize."
That's great.
A friend of mine next to me said, "You scare me sometimes." When I got backstage and met him, it was really nice. But my ship is part of a group called Starfleet International. We're part of Region 7 in Starfleet. We do a lot of different things. We have our meetings once a month. We do conventions like we're here today. My sons are with me. My oldest son is my one of my security people. My youngest son is our head cadet. Now we do conventions. We do celebrations on different Star Trek events. We're planning to do a Region 7 conference in 2017. We're putting that together. We do a lot of different things. We have our meetings, once a month.
I have to ask you, did you ever meet William Shatner?
Yes, I've met everybody on the original except for DeForest Kelly. He died back in June of 1999.
Right.
But I met everybody else from there. I've met three of the captains. I met Shatner, Sisko, and Janeway.
Now Bill Shatner's prices have gone up since he joined Wizard World. Did you meet him in a less expensive time?
I met him in 2013, about 2 years ago.
So the prices were elevated.
It was, yeah. Hey, look, you know what? It was a lot less than I thought it would be for him.
Yes.
So I mean, it was like $75 for each piece you wanted, which again is not that bad for him. I would have expected him to be over 100.
That's true. Maybe it will be now that Leonard Nimoy passed.
Well, I don't know. I don't think he would have raised his for me because Nimoy passed, but. Anything with Nimoy in it, it would definitely go up.
Yeah, true. Thanks. Thanks so much.
No, thank you.
Thanks.
We have a good time.
All right, man. Thanks.
Thank you.
Folks,
here at Big Apple Con, there are a few people that really are the glue that holds this thing together. We've got the guy here right now. We've got Captain Zerk, the coordinator of this convention, who hooked us up with this amazing space to broadcast from. Zerk, how's the show going?
Let me just correct you on the pronunciation. I'm not a city, but I rhyme with a skull. I'll let you figure that out in your own time.
So it's Zorik.
Right, there you go.
Zorik, I'm sorry. Yeah. I said Zorik.
God, Kevin, I'm so embarrassed.
Alas.
Yeah, almost like you've been saying Zorik for the past week and a half.
I'm trying to get the show more professional. Just work with Kevin right now.
All right.
So how's everything been going here today?
It's been going really good. Well, we've been just astounded by the number of people that have come in. There were so many people that wanted to come in so early that they kind of got in early. And one of the things I'm doing here is saying, excuse me, you're going to be entering the costume contest, right? See, that's another thing that I've been hearing a lot today. There's a costume contest? Yes, there is.
Definitely
at 3:45 in the panel room downstairs. You just go down to the escalators and out the door to the lobby, and then go down the stairs to the basement, and you'll just keep on going, and it's there.
You guys are hearing con coordination in progress
there you go.
Here.
It starts at 3:45. Get there early so that you can sign in. Dude, you found it, right? You can tell her. Okay, so we were saying?
Yeah, so what's gone into, like, what have you been up to the last couple of weeks, like, just gearing up for this? What are the last-minute preparations you have to make?
It's not just the last week. You got to start months in advance. Between booking the space, you've got to figure out, you always need dealers, you always need artists.
Right.
And so you got to contact the pros, the people who will bring people in by their mere presence. And then you got to contact the people who are not yet there to bring in people by their mere presence. They are willing to pay a little bit of money to get a table. They're
right.
Usually independent, small press, beginners, up-and-comers. And so what I've been doing is wrangling these people, getting in touch with them, seeing if they're interested, making the pitch, getting the deals, closing the deals, collecting the money. And then we wind out, and then we realize we don't have enough space. So we're saying, then we got to schedule the programming, because
right.
A convention without programming is just a flea market, or
that's
an
a great quote. I'm gonna quote you on that.
Yeah. So the thing about the Big Apple Convention, longest running convention in New York City for several years, was the only convention in New York City. We want to give people the complete convention experience. That includes programming.
Right.
That includes a costume contest. That includes panel discussions. That includes movies. These are the kinds of things that help make it more than just a flea market with some celebrities and autographs. And then we find out that we sold so many tables, we don't have room for our programming. So we got to get a whole nother room to put our programming
in.
Wow. Yeah, so that's what
it's been your last couple of weeks, huh?
Yeah, like. And then, now that we got this whole other room, we got room to sell more tables.
There you go.
So I was closing the deals, I was getting the people in. It was really, really kind of exciting. And then, of course, if people don't know about it, they won't come. So we were I just realized if I do that, it doesn't hurt my voice as much. It doesn't hurt my throat as much. So we were sending...
Nice lower register there.
Yes. You're doing it from the diaphragm.
Yes.
Weeby, 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 wee. There's a Seinfeld script I wrote based on a dream I once had that said, "Did you do the weeby weebies?" I did the weeby weebies, George. I can't sing.
What's the deal with the weeby weeby?
Yeah. So anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. So We got to get the word out. So we set up our social media, the Twitter, the Facebook, the Instagram, the MySpace, the... Wait, does anybody use that anymore?
Dave.
Okay. Well,
probably.
My costume contest banner still has the MySpace address on it, and the pictures are still there. But anywho, so getting the word out and then going to other conventions and passing out flyers, finding other events, like, you know, if there's a wrestling show and we have wrestling guests, you stand outside the venue passing out flyers there, and you're like, hey, Jason, hey, Roddy Piper's going to be there. Jake the Snake Roberts, Jason David Frank. Oh, the Green Ranger's going to be there. You know, I mean.
I tried very hard to get interviews with both of them today. It was not to be. They have massive lines.
Well, Jason David Frank is going to spend 15 minutes in front of an audience in about a half an hour.
Wow.
And in about 15 minutes, I got to go down and run the children's costume contest.
That's great.
Yeah.
So you're a busy guy here today, Zork.
Oh, very busy, yeah.
Yeah, but
you just wanted to say thank you. We had a blast.
We really did.
It's a really great show. This is exactly the kind of show that New York City needs.
Yeah, it's a smaller show, so you can actually get around the whole floor in one day. And being smaller, it's actually more like a more unified community. New York, I'm not going to say any comic book conventions by name, but bigger conventions, you'll wind up getting lost in the crowd, lost in the size of it, and you got little cliques over here and cliques over there. Here, we're all one big family.
Right, a lot of times you get elbow and fight.
I actually got to meet the legendary Basil Gogos over there from those famous monster magazines. A living legend, amazing artist. And there he is sitting over there about maybe 50 feet from us right here.
That's right.
And Rich Buckler, who has drawn DC and Marvel Comics for decades. Who else have we got here?
Bob Camp,
who's Ren and Stimpy guy. We've got, even people like Bob Rozakis. Who's Bob Rozakis?
Right.
He was an editor for DC Comics. He was the answer man in Direct Currents, the little newsletter that DC Comics had in the back of their issues back in the 70s. You know, we've got lots of great people here that maybe you knew, maybe you didn't know. But you come here, they get to meet you, and the lines are a lot shorter.
And looking around, the best part is people are buying stuff. I see people buying comics, posters, trading cards, memorabilia, toys, statues. It's good to see people spend money again.
Definitely.
Yes, without the dealers, it's just an autograph fest.
Right.
Yeah. It's funny. It's like you need all these different ingredients for making a con.
You need the celebrities, you need the dealers, you need the programming.
Yep. You know, too often you see like a convention that's just, you know, like it's going to be just comics, or something like that. I think when you give it such a wide smattering of things, the way you guys have done here, it is definitely, you know, a better experience for everyone that comes. Everybody gets their money's worth.
And then you discover stuff. Maybe you weren't a Star Wars fan, but you see the guys in the Star Wars lightsaber now, and then you become a Star Wars fan.
Right.
Maybe you weren't a fan we had Peter Tork here once. Maybe you weren't a fan of the Monkees, but after his live concert, you were.
Right.
This is the kind of thing.
And what happened here today was legendary. We interviewed Chewbacca. Chewbacca himself, off air, unfortunately. And he told us all about Harrison Ford's plane crash. You wouldn't believe what he told us. But that happened right here.
Yes, I heard Harrison Ford is taking a new job as the personal pilot of Scrooge McDuck.
Ooh.
It's a bad joke. I'm sorry.
Okay. Da 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 da.
Yeah. So, Zork, I don't want to take up any more of your time.
Okay.
I know you're a busy man. You got a lot going on. Thank you so much for everything today.
You're very welcome.
For letting us in here, for talking to us here right now.
Glad to be a part of it.
You know, giving us a little peek behind the curtain. Really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much. You're welcome back on the show anytime.
Okay. Glad to be here.
Thanks. All right, guys, our day is wrapping up here at Big Apple Con. But beforehand, we just wanted to get one more interview done. You right, Dave? Go ahead.
Yep. You know, I'm smitten with the cosplay world. We've met a lot of amazing people along the way. And here she is, one of my all-time favorites, Adana Velez.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
Hey, Adana, how are you?
Good.
She is dressed up like Wonder Woman, like you cannot believe.
I try.
And she was heavily featured in your New York Comic Con video as well, right?
Heavily featured. Nonstop.
We put all our starlets to work, head to toe.
Almost to the point of making people uncomfortable, right?
I wasn't uncomfortable. But you look lovely as always.
Thank you, dear.
I do want to ask you, how did you get into this whole hobby, this whole passion of cosplay?
My kids, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. Always been a fan of comic books. I always read them. Used to be a big Vampirella, Spawn, Dark Horse, you know, Chaos.
Oh, I love Gargoyles.
Chaos. So
But normally when I see you, you're a bat person.
You know what? DC has always been my first love.
Yeah.
So I had to pay tribute to that, and I'm going to try to cosplay every female DC person.
Who is your favorite Marvel character?
All right, Spider-Man.
All right, thank you. Nobody cares about Batman, so.
You already have your favorite picture of me.
Oh, that's
Marvel,
true.
Couture.
That's true, I do.
So you want to do every single female DC character?
I'm going to do every single female DC character. So I've already done.
So you're going to be Oracle, like in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
Now, you create a lot of your own costumes, or you have people create them for you, right?
I do. I do not sew. I'm a little challenged when it comes to sewing. But I do direct. I research my costumes. I tell her exactly what I want, and she does her magic, and she does them. I do, however, do all of my props.
And that's great. Yeah. I'm looking right now. I see your sword. I see your shield.
Thank you.
Yeah,
and your lasso of truth that actually
glows.
Sorry, glows.
You okay?
He was about to tell a lie.
Yeah.
Lassoed him.
I think I hurt my voice doing that joke.
My lasso of justice.
Yes. Kevin did a Mark Hamill Joker off. Impressed. What would you call it? A challenge?
Challenged
a Joker at the Comic Con.
I think I would call it
a Mark Hamill Joker impersonation.
I would call it a domination. I think is what I would have called.
Kevin, that was awesome.
You damaged his
voice. Kudos.
But I want to talk about something that's very near and dear to both of us. Every now and then we do fundraisers.
We do.
Recently, a young boy, 8-year-old boy, he's been battling cancer.
Joshua.
Name is Joshua. There's a fundraiser coming up for him. And you took it upon yourself. You want to do something extra special for young Joshua.
I do. Actually, I've been in touch with Miss Debbie, who
is running the charity.
She put me in touch with Yudelka, who is Joshua's mom. And I'm actually going to build Joshua his own cosplay costume. And I am going to make him my hero.
Oh, that's really nice.
My
that's
hero
cute.
For the day. I'm going to bring him to a Comic-Con. All expenses paid on me. And just have him know what it is to feel like a cosplayer.
That's great.
Give him that experience.
He loves comic books. He loves superheroes. He loves all that stuff. He's going to be absolutely thrilled with what you're doing.
I can't wait to do it for him.
That's really great.
Yeah. Anything else you want to tell us before we sign off?
That I love you guys. Thank you for having me.
To make it plural, you just could have said.
Just you,
there goes, there goes TPD.
You know how long it took me to meet Denny? I've known this guy for years.
Really?
Because he ruins everything.
He keeps me to himself.
So Dave, so Denny, Dave hides you from Denny?
He hides me from the world.
The only reason why is because he gets very jealous. That girls like me more than him.
Yeah, I think that's it.
They like your crankiness. It's weird.
Dave, I heard enough of you today.
I see him bat creep.
Back creep,
back
I like creep. It.
Back that's, creep, that's going to be your name from
that's
now on.
Look,
I hope you guys. I wish you guys can actually see him. He's actually beat red right now.
Oh yeah, he is.
He is. Look at his face,
dude. Get a picture of that.
Can we edit my blushing?
Can we please?
But thank you, Adana.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, guys, do we have anything else we want to talk about, or I think we're about ready to wrap it up?
Yeah, let's talk about how much Batman sucks and just has money.
So that's going to do it for this week's episode of Bat Squad Radio, live from the Big Apple Con. Folks, thank you so much for joining us each and every week here on the White Dragon Podcast Network. We invite you to please join our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/Bat Squad Radio. We're always posting about the shows, having cool comic book discussions. Also, for Denny and I over at for our Walking Dead podcast, Walker Talkers, we have a Facebook discussion group for that as well, facebook.com/groups/WDPN.
Dead on.
Yep, dead on. You can find the White Dragon Podcast Network on Facebook at facebook.com/WD Podcast Network and follow us on Twitter at White Dragon PN. So, as we're about to leave, Dave, any closing words?
Hooray for the Big Apple Con.
Denny?
Big Apple Con or bust.
Absolutely, folks. Live from the Big Apple Con, this is for Bat Day, for Spider Day. This is Kev L. We will see you next week. Same Bat Squad time, same Bat Squad channel.
Thank you, Zork. We had a blast.
Thanks, guys.
This has been a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network. For information on this, as well as our other great podcasts, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/WD Podcast Network, email us at WDPodcastNetwork@gmail.com, and follow us on Twitter at White Dragon PN.